Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On February 29, shortly after the $700 billion inflation of the money supply in Europe, prices of gold and silver were subject to severe price suppression tactics. The best reports I have seen are that at least 225 million ounces of paper silver contracts were sold between 10 and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time that day. This huge amount represents almost one-third of annual global new mining supplies. The London trader who spilled the beans in 2003 that the Chinese government was purchasing gold reserves, which the Chinese did not reveal until 2009, stated in a recent interview that more than 29 million ounces of paper gold were sold in a four-hour period on February 29. This massive amount is around 40% of annual worldwide gold output. As far as I can tell, neither of these reports of how much paper gold and silver were sold as part of the price suppression on February 29 appeared in the mainstream financial media. There was little coverage of how much physical gold and silver was purchased that day. The spokesman for the bullion department at one of the major banks stated that only 4 or 5 tons of physical gold were bought on February 29. The London trader stated that he personally handled or observed purchases of at least 50 tons that day. Also, the buyers were almost all central banks or from the Far East. He further stated that there has been heavy buying since. Why would a representative of a bullion bank lie to the media about the actual demand for physical gold? It is almost certain that these bullion banks, who are trading partners of the U.S. government, were the same parties who sold gold and silver paper contracts to help the federal government to suppress prices. Along with actual trading activity, another tactic to suppress prices is to mislead the public about the huge increase in physical demand. If potential buyers of precious metals don't think there is much demand, they will sit on the sidelines. This London trader, who has been remarkably accurate in his assessment for the past several years, thinks that physical demand is closer to overwhelming the paper market. He anticipates significantly higher prices in the short term. Expect prices to be extremely volatile. Be ready to be surprised by how high precious metals may soar. Ultimately, bullion banker lies won't matter. What will carry much more weight are the efforts of governments and central banks around the world, which result in the destruction of their own currencies. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.